The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome aboard to Cruise Radio, your home port for everything cruising and more. Subscribe to our newsletter and weekly radio show at cruiseradio.net.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. From the Cruise One studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. You can follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio and become a fan of our Facebook page at facebook.com/cruiseradio.
Hope you're having a nice three-day weekend with your family and friends. Doug and I thought we would revisit the time when Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, joined us as we all went aboard Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas.
Yeah, critics have been giving the ship mixed reviews. We actually talked to Ann Campbell at the end of last year, and this is what she had to say.
Oasis of the Seas is a mall combined with Las Vegas Hotel, with all the dining options, the entertainment. Throw in a theme park where you can go zip line between the two hotel towers. And you can go rock climbing and do a simulated surfing experience. And really don't care if they're on a ship at all. In fact, the ocean, you can barely see it. And I think I felt kind of uncomfortable for a little while because, you know, when I realized I had to go to deck 16 to even see the ocean. So it's not for people who really care about being on a cruise ship.
Well, that's one way to look at it. As far as I'm concerned, I'm nothing but impressed with this ship so far.
And you got to respect her honesty, too. Sure. Look, everybody, Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, joins us. Stuart, hit that switch. There you go. Hey, Stuart.
Thanks for getting us on board, man.
Hey, Matt and Doug. It's great to be here and glad you guys had the time to come check out one of the most unbelievable ships in the world. And here we are. We're actually on the Royal Promenade. We just boarded the ship. And, you know, guys, you've read about it. You've seen some video about it. Did any of that do it justice? What do you guys think?
It's amazing. Here we are sitting right in the middle. And above us is Central Park. We can see all the greenery. Behind us is the boardwalk. Like so many neighborhoods in Eyeview. It's insane. It's almost overwhelming.
Far more incredible than what you read about or see on TV. Being 46% bigger than the previous largest ship, which was the three Freedom-class ships. I mean, you went from 160 to 225,000 tons, and having sailed on the ship, been on many times, it's very hard to believe you're actually on a cruise ship. And you know what a lot of people are going to discover as we do these interviews and that people actually see it, is there really is a ship for everybody. And there is a reason why there are so many Mall of Americas around the country, because people like activity. They like to be entertained. And you're going to see this ship has got more entertainment options than any other cruise ship, which really kind of, you know, will help you understand that this is not just a cruise ship.
There is something for everybody. If you want to get connected with the ocean and enjoy that, you can. If you want to do the shopping, the spa, whatever, you can. It's all here.
Or if you want to spend all afternoon drinking and ice side, there's like 10 bars right around us right now. So, yeah.
But the nice thing is there is something for everybody. And you know what? It's not for everybody. If you like something smaller and more intimate, there is a cruise ship for you at a price that fits your budget.
Right.
But, you know, this is a ship that is really just going to amaze more people than are giving it credit for, because there is nothing else like it. And why are people paying a premium for it today? Well, you know, when you have the newest, flashiest car, people will pay a premium to get that car first. Mm-hmm. So you want to get on the newest, flashiest ship, Oasis of the Seas is it. And it's well worth the money.
And I think it would be impossible to do everything on a 7-night cruise, too.
There's too many options. But again, that's the beauty of it, because you don't have to feel rushed to do it all at once. There's plenty of time. And if you don't want to get off in one of the three ports, you don't have to. This ship has more to keep you entertained. So when people say, well, Doug, there's nothing to do on board a cruise ship, I'm going to feel too confined. I mean, what would you say to that?
You haven't been aboard the Oasis then.
And Stuart, they're building the Allure of the Seas, which is being released later on in 2010. Now, is that ship going to be the exact same as the Oasis?
It's going to be exactly the same in most respects, but it has been hinted at. There may be some small modifications, improvements, as they would do on any ship after they've had time to kind of kick the tires and see how everything runs, that there's going to be some minor modifications, which will just make Allure even better.
My question is, what else can they do? I mean, it seems like everything is just in eyesight, everything is on this ship already, you know?
You were worried about, you know, the line for one flow rider until you looked at the other side of the ship and noticed there was a second flow rider.
It's really incredible.
And I tell people that it doesn't matter what hotels and resorts you've been at or, you know, which cruise ships you sailed on, until you've seen Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas, you ain't seen nothing yet.
We are definitely going to talk to the chef. We're going to talk to the cruise director. Maybe talk to some passengers. And thank you, Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy. Found at cruiseguy.com. We're going to get your hot deals later in the show, too.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Stuart.
While we're waiting on the cruise director to come talk to us, I want to mention the Crowne Plaza Hotel. It's where we stayed the past couple of nights. This is a lovely place. It's got that new hotel smell since, actually, I think yesterday was their one-month anniversary.
I think we might have been the first people staying in the rooms we were in. That's how new it was.
It felt that new. It's a really nice, modern, comfortable design. There's a beautiful Chase lounge chair in the room, but a lot of the amenities you would expect at one of these nicer hotels. There's actually the parking garage is underneath the hotel, so not a lot of long walks to and from your car.
And the fifth floor is like the Oasis. There's everything on it. There's a restaurant, a lounge, a business center, which I used this morning to print up our shipboard documents. Also, there's plenty of meeting spaces, which we're not utilizing, but folks were there utilizing that.
There's a fitness center, which is all brand new equipment, and the pool, even though it's kind of chilly, you actually we're seeing people enjoying the pool.
I was amazed. They must have been snowbirds because they were down there sunbathing in like 60 degree weather.
You can find a review of the brand new Crowne Plaza Hotel in Fort Lauderdale on our website. It's right there on the homepage. Just go to cruiseradio.net. All right, he is here. Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas cruise director, Richard Spacey, who is from the UK, right? Cheers. Cheers, mate.
How are you?
Thank you so much for talking to us today.
No problem at all.
All right, so how did you become the cruise director of the world's largest ship?
Well, I started off as cruise staff with the company 12 years ago, and I worked for 6 months as cruise staff and then went promoted to activities manager, and I've been a cruise director now for the past 11 years here.
Now, are you surprised on not only how passengers are amazed by the size of the ship, but what it also has to offer?
Yeah, people are blown away. You don't get to see everything in 1 week. That's the thing. You know, people have often said at the end of the cruise, we have to come back so we can see the rest of the ship.
People may be concerned about disembarkation due to the large number of passengers. What protocol are in place to make it really fast and efficient?
This is actually the most efficient ship, I think, in the world for that. We've got digital signage all over the ship, which actually tells people exactly where they've got to go. We've even got something great in all of the elevators, a gangway button, so they can hit that and it will take them to exactly the correct gangway, wherever it may be on that particular day. But honestly, it's the most efficient ship I've ever seen for that.
Well, they're just looking around all the technology, those massive touch screens were just impressive.
That's right. I mean, the guests can enter in their stateroom number, and it will tell them exactly how to get there from wherever they happen to be on the ship at that time.
A ship this size has many different shows and stuff. How often do you switch the shows up, or are they pretty consistent week after week?
That's right. Well, we have the production shows, for instance. We've got two production shows, Hairspray and also Come Fly With Me. Right. We've also got Oasis of Dreams, which is our aqua show, and then Frozen in Time. Those are the standard shows that will stay the same from week to week. They get changed up about every 8 years. And the other ones, we have headliners and comedians, and they change every single week.
Okay.
With a ship this size and so many passengers, do you ever find yourself being spread too thin?
No, not really. I mean, basically, the jobs get done when they get done, right? So, I mean, we will get around to everything eventually. But it's we're finding out stuff for the first time because we got technology on here that we're just finding out about now. So, I mean, the fountain shows and stuff. We actually have fountain shows even in the Royal Promenade right here, but also in the Aqua Theatre, huge production fountain shows. I mean, it's incredible stuff.
Be honest, Richard, you're still looking through the instruction manual.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, absolutely.
For folks who've never cruised on the Oasis before, what can the first-time cruisers expect on this type of huge ship?
They can expect to see things they've never seen before on a cruise ship. As I said, we talked about the technology, but the shows here, they've got a 90-minute full Broadway show, Hairspray. I mean, a flying show, Come Fly With Me. As I said, the things they got going on there is incredible. There's even an Imagine Ocean show. There's a production show just for the kids. It was written and conceived by one of the people that was involved with Avenue Q, and it's a full 20-minute black-lit puppet show.
Right.
Amazing.
And you mentioned Hairspray, which is really cool because this is the first Broadway show ever on a cruise ship.
The first full Broadway show, yeah. On other cruise ships, we've used segments from that, but this is the one. It's a full, the full 90-minute version they would have playing in Vegas. That's exactly what we have here.
Of any cruise line. Y'all got it first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does Broadway or the production of Hairspray, do they have total control of the casting of it?
Absolutely. We work in conjunction with the producers and the directors of the Broadway version, and we have our own people that work with them. They tell them exactly what they want, because obviously you have to maintain the integrity of the show as well.
Exactly. Well, Richard Spacey, cruise director of the Oasis of the Seas, I will say again, cheers, mate.
Cheers. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, mate.
You're listening to Cruise Radio, the fastest growing cruise talk radio show in the nation. You can now follow Cruise Radio on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Doug and I are aboard Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas here in Fort Lauderdale, along with Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, found at cruiseguy.com. And one of the passengers, Jack, has walked up to our little broadcast table. And I understand, Jack, you've been on a lot of cruises. Is that right?
I have. I've been over 150 cruises.
Wow.
And I've been on a lot of the different cruise lines, Carnival, Royal Caribbean, NCL. But I have favored Royal Caribbean because it's the kind of clientele that I like. But I've never been on a ship this large, and it's absolutely amazing. I mean, there's nothing like Central Park on any other ship. Royal Caribbean does have some promenades on their other smaller ships, but this is just outrageously amazing.
What's the ship that you've sailed mostly on?
But on the Norway, most of the time, unfortunately, it had an explosion and they've dismantled the Norway, so it's no longer sailing. But this could be my new ship. It's an incredible ship, and the clientele looks like the kind of people that you can enjoy meeting and enjoying the evening with. But just the number of different rooms and the different motifs is just, it's a little bit of everything for everybody. So you couldn't miss coming on here and finding something that you like to do.
What is your favorite part of the ship so far that you've seen?
I think without a doubt Central Park. It's just amazing to see that much live plants and flowers in an area that large, which is encompassed by inside cabins looking down on Central Park. It's just breathtaking.
For someone who's cruised as much as you have, do you think that this is too big of a ship?
No, it's not too big, because there are certain intimate areas. We've been, as you know, to four or five different areas just on the entertainment deck, and a lot of them were very small, intimate rooms. The jazz room was nice and small. So there are plenty of places to go if you're not a big ship aficionado. If you like the smaller, intimate areas, they have plenty of smaller rooms that are perfect for people who would rather have an intimate encounter.
Jack, I've heard some passengers complain that the ship is simply too big, it's hard to get around, you don't really have a true connection with the ocean. What do you think about that?
Well, actually, the ship is very easy to maneuver. It's laid out very well, so you don't feel lost. You don't feel like it's too large for you to navigate. So I think they've done an excellent job in laying the ship out so that it's not the too big a ship feeling. And as you know, we've been on here long enough to see almost full capacity of passengers, and I don't think we felt that we've been crowded out of anything. We've gotten into the restaurants, we've been able to sit down and eat. The lines for the buffet were not overwhelming. We were able to get around the ship very easily. Even the waits for the elevators were not overly cumbersome. So I think the ship is well laid out and can handle this size capacity.
Being on so many ships that you've been on, what was your impression of Terminal 18?
Certainly well laid out. The cruising that I've done has been the last money that they've spent was on the terminals. They just didn't do anything at all to make it feel like a welcoming environment, but they've done an amazing job. They have furniture, they have areas that you can sit and have something to drink. It's very well laid out. You can see very easily the signage, so you know where you're going. It's a much nicer atmosphere than any of the other piers or ports that I've been to all over the world. I've been to Barcelona, I've been to London, and it's not nearly as nice as it is here. So they've spent the right kind of money to make you feel very welcome when you come in, and this is your first impression, obviously.
All right, thank you so much, Jack. We really appreciate it. After the break, we'll have your cruise news and talk to Executive Chef Johan. We are on location aboard Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas.
Show questions or comments? We'd love to hear from you at 866-874-7957.
Cruise Radio will return after these brief words.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel, or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One. Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Better send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number one. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number one in cruising nationwide. Cruise One.
All right, since we're aboard the world's largest ship, Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas, it's only fitting that we interview the executive chef, Johan, in the largest dining room aboard the ship, the beautiful Opus dining room. Chef Johan, we know you're extraordinarily busy. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Nice to be here.
All right, first question. Is cranking out around 30,000 meals a day, is it as hard as it sounds?
Yes and no. Yes, because it's a lot of meal, a lot of plates of food, but no, because the logistic behind the whole scene is really perfect. So we are set up 100%, and like I said, the whole logistic, how the whole team works, how the setup is, it's amazing. So it's just the logistic, it's fantastic.
And I say 30,000, but how much is it really, roughly?
It's around 30,000, you're absolutely right. Oh, but it's when you calculate it in plates, there are 100,000 plates a day. When you think that we have 6,000 guests on board, in average only for dinner, you have 5 plates per guest. So we're talking about 30,000 plates just for dinner. Then you have crew members on board. We have 2,164 crew members this week. So altogether around 100,000 plates every single day.
Can you highlight for us the weekly consumption, like how many pounds of shrimp you use, or on a ballpark figure, steak or whatnot?
Absolutely. So when you think that we use on watermelon, honeydew melon, and cantaloupe melon, around 28,000 pounds per week. Mm-hmm. We have chicken breast, 16,000 pounds a week. We use around 7,000 lobster tail a week. So we're using a lot of a lot of food on the Oasis. Altogether, we have loaded this week 876 pallets of food. So it's quite a lot of food. Fresh, when you think that we use fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, around 55,000 to 60,000 pounds per week.
Wow. Who designs the menus, and are they the same every sailing?
At the moment, yes. Every Saturday, every Sunday, every Monday, we have the same menus. The menus are created from our director of culinary operation, Mr. Jungbert Joseph, and his traveling chefs. And then what they're doing is just they bring it on a ship, we test them on one of the ships, and then we roll it out in the over the whole fleet.
Okay, so you being the executive chef, you're like at the top of the food chain, we could say. How many folks do you have working in the kitchen underneath you?
Altogether, we have 348 crew members in the galleys. I have 10 sous chefs, I have 5 executive sous chefs, then as well I have 5 galley cleaning specialists who are in the management team for sanitizing, cleaning, make sure we are always up to public health standard. And like I said, we have 348. Out of the 348, there are 226 chefs and 122 cleaners.
With putting out so many meals every day, how do you maintain the consistency of the quality?
Very simple. Royal Caribbean standard is that we have actually, before we open the dining room, an hour before opening, we have food tasting. That means everything is recorded. Our director has made some pictures of every single item on the menu. We have a recipe and as well how actually the preparation should be done. So we bring the menu out, and then every chef is bringing his plate, for example, the starter, the salads, the soups, the main courses, and then my team and myself, we are checking every single item. If it looks first on the presentation, the same like on the picture, and then actually we taste it and we record it. an hour before. And so we can guarantee you that every week you have the same product.
With the advancement of computers and such, how is technology helping you in the kitchen?
Oh, it's actually a very big impact, especially in the Oasis of Disease, because the Oasis of Disease is the first Royal Caribbean ship who has an a computer system completely into the digital meal count system in the galleys, where we have actually monitors around all over the galleys. And there where the waiter, for example, take the order, medium steak, they go into their computer, put them in, like in the system. It comes in straight up in the galleys. And so we can actually control it, what we cook, and the whole production.
And where are you from?
I'm born in Austria, living now in Mexico. And yeah.
How old were you when you left Austria?
I was quite young, actually. I left with 19. Mm-hmm. I had made the hotel management school in Salzburg in Austria. Then I finished my master degree in Australia, in Sydney, in Manly. And then from there, I went to Norway. I was working 10 years in Norway, where I as well worked for a special occasion for the King of Norway for his birthday, 60th birthday, for the World Championship in skiing, etc. And then I came to Royal Caribbean 6 years ago.
And you've been an executive chef for how many years?
I've been an executive chef for 11 years altogether, and with Royal Caribbean now 6 years.
Cool. Chef Johan aboard the Oasis of the Seas, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Have a question for the experts, or would you like to talk about your cruise or vacation experience, good or bad? Email comments@cruiseradio.net.
That was all from the time we visited the Oasis of the Seas back in February. Hope you enjoyed that. If you missed any part of it, you can find it at cruiseradio.net. Stuart Shearer on the Cruise Guide joins us now with your hot deals.
Alaska, there's still some really good opportunities. NCL's Norwegian Pearl doing the 7-night inside passage departing round trip out of Seattle. There are some deals right now with round trip air starting from just $9.99 per person.
Nice.
Wanting to head to Caribbean, Emerald Princess is a great option. Doing 7-night Eastern or Western Caribbean out of Fort Lauderdale. Summer rates starting as low as $649 per person. Carnival's brand new Carnival Dream, which is out of Port Canaveral, it's got some summer deals as low as $699. But because there aren't that many ships sailing 7-night out of Port Canaveral, the prices will be going up. And what's very important for people to understand is that any summer cruises, if you're planning to take 3 or 4 people sharing a cabin, mm-hmm. you got to book it sooner rather than later, because a lot of sailings, they've already put 2-passenger restrictions on, which means you may have to spend a little bit more money to buy a second cabin.
Right.
So be flexible with your ship and sailing dates. And ask to check sailing before or after your desired dates, because that could save you a lot of money.
You're talking about the Dream. Did I read this right? In October, the Dream has sailings for as little as like $409?
Well, it's around $419, somewhere in there, which is not atypical. I mean, that's, $499 is a typical fall price.
Uh-huh.
So, but, also keep in mind that you're also talking about cabins that have uppers and lowers.
Gotcha, bunk beds.
So it's better to, when you're looking at the starting pricing, you look at with 2 lower beds that can be pushed together.
Gotcha.
And then if you're looking to head to Europe this summer, probably one of the best deals if you want to go on one of the best cruise lines in the world. Seabourn just launched just took delivery of their brand new Sojourn, which is a 32,000-ton ship only holding 450 people. And these are considered some of the absolute very best ships in the world. So Seabourn's offering a great summer deal for on 4 of their ships, the Spirit, the Legend, the Odyssey, and the Sojourn. They're doing 7 to 14 night Mediterranean from Venice, Rome, Istanbul, and London. The prices were from $7,200. They're now starting from $24.99. And if you want air, they're just starting from $35.50.
Nice.
So those are some really good deals for people to take advantage of this summer.
Thank you, Stuart Shearer, the Cruise Guy, found at cruiseguy.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at Cruise Guy.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio and sign up for our Facebook page, facebook.com/cruiseradio. Also, we'd love to hear from you. Email comments@cruiseradio.net or give us a call at 866-874-7957.
Yeah, if you've had a good or bad cruise experience or any travel story you'd like to share with us, love to hear from you.
Once again, that number is 866-874-7957. 7957.
Next week, we're going to be aboard the Carnival Fascination, which leaves out of our city here in Jacksonville, Florida. Speaking of which, we ask for your help in keeping the cruise terminal here in Jacksonville. Just go to Facebook.com and search Keep Cruise in Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's going to be a very good show. We have interviews lined up with the assistant cruise director, the executive chef, and hotel director as of right now.
For your next travel, consider CruiseOne.com. That's CruiseOne.com. From the Cruise One studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One. Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Let us send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number one. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at CruiseOne.com.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.